You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I just got to ask, I heard there was a rescue that happened earlier, I think yesterday or last night. Can you give me more information about that?
So we had a rescue about a week ago. We got a phone call from someone who had discovered 6 piggies that were dumped at the Outer Harbor in Buffalo. And this woman was walking her dog, and she discovered a box of guinea pigs. Basically, the guinea pigs were running all over right near the box where they had been dumped. She brought them into us. There were 4 of them. One of them was pregnant and gave birth the next morning to 3 babies. The very next morning, after we had discovered the babies, I got a phone call from another woman who had discovered 2 more piggies in the same location. So we ended up taking in 6 total from the Outer Harbor over the course of 2 days, and then the one had 3 babies, so there were 9 total from the harbor.
So it was just the one that was pregnant, no other guinea pigs were pregnant?
Well, everybody's on pregnancy watch right now. I mean, I can't guarantee anything because they were with a male, so we could have more babies, but gestation period is 67 to 72 days. So it might be a little bit before we figure that part out.
So a total of 9 have been rescued.
9.
So, okay, cool. Now, are you the only local organization that solely dedicates himself on saving guinea pigs? And If that's the case, then like, what does that mean to you, being that you're the only spot in Western New York that does this?
So it's a double-edged sword. People know about us. People promote us on social media, which is great. The community knows we're here. But on the flip side, we're the only ones that do this, so we get multiple surrender requests daily.
So
we have 117 in the rescue right now, and I have 46 on a waiting list that I can't even get into the rescue because we just simply don't have the space.
And is that how big of a challenge is that for you with being the only one and there's so many, and you, like you said, you run out of space. How big of a challenge is that for you?
It's a huge challenge, you know, because at some point you have to put people on a waiting list, and we do tell them right now our waiting list is about 10 to 12 weeks out. If we get fosters, if we have adoptions, I can maybe move them into the rescue a little bit quicker. But at this point, people are waiting 10 to 12 weeks to even get a spot.
Does that ever, you know, are you able to help rehome these guinea pigs at all? And what is the process like for that?
So when a guinea pig comes into our rescue, we give it about a week to settle in, make sure it's got no major health issues, you know, make sure it's really doing okay. It doesn't have mites, it doesn't have lice, it's not suffering from any other ailments. And then what we do is we post them on our Facebook page and we list them for adoption on our website. If someone's interested in adopting from us, they fill out an application. We check their references. We have a conversation with them to make sure they really understand what guinea pig care is all about, because it's not like a hamster or a gerbil or a goldfish. It's a little bit more complicated than that. And then we ask for a picture of the cage they would like to keep their guinea pigs in. Guinea pigs need a minimum of 8 square feet. So we make sure they have a proper cage. We advise them that the pet store cages are really not appropriate. We point them in the right direction for a cage. And then once we're satisfied with the cage size, we've had a conversation with them. They really understand what it's like to take care of a guinea pig. They come into the rescue and they decide who they want to, you know, adopt.
And one of the last things I wanted to ask is, how has working in a school helped you with this organization and starting with this rescue organization?
So that's actually how it started. My principal sent me an email for a Pets in the Classroom grant and said, hey, you should get guinea pigs. And I went, nobody wants guinea pigs. Who wants guinea pigs? No, ew. And he said, no, they're great. They're really, he had, I think, 18 of them himself at that point. He said, no, they're great. They're perfect. They're going to be great. You can bring them in for counseling. They can, because I'm a school social worker. So they can sit with the kids during counseling. The kids can read them stories. We can work on literacy. We can work on social skills. So I said, okay, fine. So that's kind of how it started. You know, and then we got a couple more guinea pigs for the family. And then somebody called us one day and said, hey, my dog has a guinea pig in its mouth. What do I do? So we took that one in. And then someone ended up seeing us at a vendor fair in Amherst, and we were talking, and I had said to them, and I don't know why I said this to this day, I don't know why I said this, but I said, oh, we run a guinea pig rescue. And that was not true at the time. My husband and I had not discussed it at all. It just flew out of my mouth. The next words out of this woman's mouth were, oh, you do? I have a guinea pig to surrender. Is there any chance you could take her? Well, you don't walk back from a statement like that, right? After you just said, hey, I run a rescue. So we ended up taking her in, and then that woman sent a picture of our personal guinea pigs to a local news station and said, hey, there's a new rescue in town. It's the only rescue that does guinea pigs, and things kind of exploded from there.
And Jess, anything else that I left out that you care to add?
I don't know if you guys can tie this in somehow, but we're always looking for community donations. We have an Amazon wish list. We're always looking for new unopened bags of hay, bedding, pellets. We have a fundraiser coming up August 16th. It's Piggy Games. It's like a piggy-style bingo kind of thing going on. So I don't know if there's some way to tie that into the article, but we're always looking for help from the community because we're the only game in town.
And where can people find information on how to help out?
If they go to our website, www.buffaloguineapigmafia.com, there's a button that says donate and our Amazon wish list link is there. They can also visit us on Facebook. We've got our Amazon wish list link right at the top of our Facebook page.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.